Have you ever been through a difficult or anxious period in your life when you just cannot sleep? Perhaps your anxiety has been caused by ill health or uncertainty over employment or money difficulties or relationship problems with neighbours or with family members, or a global pandemic even. Perhaps it's been over something else, perhaps. But that anxiety, whatever it is, it weighs heavily upon your heart. You keep trying to put it to the back of your mind, but no sooner have you done that than depressingly it forces its way back to the front again. Of course, the responsibilities and the activities of our day-to-day lives help us to forget, in some measure at least, that overbearing anxiety during the day. However, when it comes to night time, when we're all alone with our thoughts, then that anxiety really does begin to prey upon us. And sleep, well, that's almost impossible, isn't it? Now David, as he writes this psalm, Psalm 3, is in such a situation. Absalom, his much-loved and wayward and ambitious son, Absalom has rebelled against him. And with Absalom at the head of a large, powerful army, heading inexorably towards Jerusalem, and immovably bent upon David's total destruction. Well, David has had to flee, hasn't he? Humanly speaking, David's situation is utterly hopeless. He simply has no chance whatsoever in the face of what is coming. In fact, many around him were saying just that, weren't they? We see that in verse 2. Many are saying to me, God will not deliver him. And this puts our own anxieties and concerns into some sort of perspective, doesn't it? They simply pale into insignificance compared with David's genuine distress and hardship and fear for his life. David truly has something to worry about. Now in this situation, you would think that David would be all over the place, wouldn't you? You would think that David would be a gibbering bag of nerves. You would think certainly that David couldn't sleep at night. You would think that at night time his thoughts would be out of control and running amok. But what do we read? Verse 5. David writes, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. It's quite astonishing, isn't it? If you think about it. So what is the secret of David's peace of mind? Why is David so tranquil about his truly scary situation? Why is that? Well, we see the secret of David's peace and tranquility all the way through this psalm, in fact. Verse 3, but you, Lord, are a shield around me. Verse 4, I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. Verse 8, from the Lord comes deliverance. You see, David has a right perspective on his life. David understands what truly matters. David knows what really counts. The Lord is in control. The Lord is on his side. And the Lord will see him through. Again, verse 3, but you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head. Despite the horrendous situation David is in, David knows his Lord, and David is able to sleep serenely at night. Effectively, David is at peace because David has faith in God. Now that's a massive lesson for us today, isn't it? A massive lesson. You see, so often our own emotions and feelings are driven by the practical concerns and cares and responsibilities which we face day by day within our lives. We're at peace when those day-to-day practicalities of life are all going well. That's right, isn't it? However, if a spanner is thrown in the work, so to speak, then we're all at sea, we're all over the place. But that, I would suggest, that portrays actually a weak faith in God. In fact, it portrays more than that. For those practical distractions and duties which we face, which we all face within this world, they should be the least of our worries. Those physical needs and everyday commitments which every one of us face, they should be of minimal concern to us. Now that's quite a thing for me to say, isn't it? So how can I say that? How can I possibly say that? Why should the physical needs and practical distractions of this world be of secondary importance to us? Why? Because we actually face something far, far more serious, don't we? Within this world, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have against us something that is far, far more worrying. Ephesians 6, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. In a sense, our situation is actually just like David's. In fact, that's true. That's the true perspective which we need upon our own lives. Practical concerns, you see, should pale into insignificance when compared with the fearsome might of Satan and his cohorts as they're arrayed against us within this world. Now, do you realise that? Do you? You should. Verse 1, Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? So the question is, in the light of that fearful truth, how can we sleep at night? How can we? Well, as our situation is really just the same as David's, so the answer to our predicament is also just the same. It's verse 3 again, isn't it? Verse 3. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. That's the wonderful answer, isn't it? That's what allows us to sleep at night in peace, genuine peace, within this world, despite all those forces of wickedness arrayed against us. You, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. It's a wonderful answer, isn't it? Actually, there are two sides to that answer. You notice, first, the Lord is our shield. He's our shield. You, Lord, are a shield around me. Wow. Isn't that amazing? The Lord is on our side. He's with us. He's for us. Therefore, why should we fear? What does it matter if this world and all the terrifying forces of Satan are against us? The Lord is our shield. The Lord is on our side. Now this truth is repeated again and again throughout the Bible, isn't it? Let me give you some examples. Psalm 91, verse 1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And then in verse 12. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. Verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. And in the New Testament, Romans 8, verse 31, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And that passage within Romans goes on in a similar vein, doesn't it? Or 1 John 4, verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. That is the false spirits of the Antichrist. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Why? Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Do you see it? Second, not only is the Lord our shield, which is a glorious, wonderful truth, he also lifts up our heads. He lifts up our heads. You, Lord, are my glory, the one who lifts my head high. That's what David says. Now, why is that an answer to our predicament? Why is that? Because like David, we need to take in the long view. Like David, we need to see the big picture. We need to see where we're headed. With Job, we need to say, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand on the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. Apostle Paul, we need to say, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. You see, one day, we will be in heaven with Christ, seeing Christ, being made like Christ, and compared with the eons of eternity. This world will seem like a mere passing shadow. The Lord will bestow glory on us and lift up our heads. That's precisely how we can sleep at night, in genuine peace. For the promise God gave to Abraham belongs to all the children of faith. What is that promise? Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. Amen.